Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with this week's preview of the God Stories we are publishing this week. By now, you have probably heard of the Speak Jesus National Prayer Day taking place at Krugersdorp on Heritage Day, Saturday the 24th of September, where farmer evangelist Angus Bakken will lead a crowd of believers from all over South Africa in prayers for Krugersdorp and for the nation. But chances are you may not yet have heard of the Speak Jesus Prayer Day in Kariado, a small town in the Eastern Cape, to be hosted on the same day by local couple Christo and Mareka Foster, after God told Christo to arrange a big open-air prayer and worship event in the town on Heritage Day and to call it Speak Jesus. At the time the Lord spoke to him about the event, he said he had not heard of the event in Krugersdorp with the same name and on the same day, being organized by Angus Bakken's Shalom Ministries. What was also remarkable was that just before the Lord spoke to him about the Kariado prayer event, he and his wife had been participating in an online worship service with a church in Krugersdorp. He said as soon as he learnt about the Krugersdorp event, he contacted Yanni Mulman of Shalom Ministries and told him what God had said to him and asked if Shalom were okay with him using the same title for their event. Christo said Yanni responded positively, saying that his testimony confirmed that Uncle Angus had heard correctly about the Krugersdorp Prayer Day. The Kariado event will begin with the Jesus March through the town at 3 p.m., followed by prayer and worship on the fields of the Paul Sauer High School, where they will speak Jesus over the town, the Lang Kloof, the R62, and South Africa. In his monthly column in Gateway News this week, Angus writes that he is very, very excited about the Jesus Speaks Prayer Day in Krugersdorp. The Lord has promised us that he will visit us in a very special way, he writes. He continues, the title of this event is very important. My dear wife Jill prayed about that very name and said she feels it needs to be called Speak Jesus. When the name of Jesus is spoken, demons and all manner of evil must leave. It's like a match that gets struck in a dark room. The darkness recedes immediately. That is what we believe is going to happen on the 24th of September at Krugersdorp on Heritage Day, when multitudes of people come together to pray first and foremost for Krugersdorp and its surrounding areas, but also for our beloved nation of South Africa. We believe this could be the very match that will strike the revival fire that this country so desperately needs. In other news this week, we report on an interview with Henry Pike, co-leader of De Bron Church in Cape Town, who together with a team from the church will lead worship at the Krugersdorp Speak Jesus event. Henry and his team led worship at all three of the previous It's Time mass prayer events in Bloemfontein, Mitchells Plain, Cape Town, and Pretoria. He said that all of the mass prayer events were special in unique ways, and that his heart was stirred by the Krugersdorp event because he originally came from the region and he was also once addicted to alcohol and drugs. One of the expectations at Speak Jesus Krugersdorp is that God is going to deliver people from bondages. Henry urged people from all over South Africa to make an effort to be at the event. Desperate times require desperate measures, he said, regarding people responding to the Holy Spirit's call to make right with God. He also said that by nature, Spirit-filled believers are gatherers who are willing to do what is necessary for a great move of God to happen. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.